Case, please.
Case number 12982, Adam Klemanski seeks variances from the side and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northeast of Reynolds Road. The 911 address is 12737 Reynolds Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 8, Parcel 25.02. The applicant is seeking a 15-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement and a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed pole building. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Mr. Sharper, swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, I'm Kyle Koblenz on behalf of Adam Klemanski. My address is 178 Patty's Way, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
All right. So, again, I'm Kyle on behalf of Adam, and we're looking to build him a new pole building garage in the rear of his property. There is an existing gravel driveway, the plan says it's gravel, but it is an asphalt driveway existing on the property that Adam did not install himself. It was in place when he bought the property. We're looking to get the building tucked in the back left corner there to keep as much of that driveway usable as possible so that he can continue to use the rear yard with his double entrance there to the street. The house was placed pretty far back. It is a large lot, but the house being placed far back limits the backyard area. And the right rear side of the property has an existing septic system that keeps us from putting anything on that side. The building will be have metal siding with colors that match the existing house. It's also going to have a roof pitch that is in line with the existing house as well, so that the property's characteristics are upheld and the general property is improved in appearance. He's looking to use the building for storage of his vehicles, as well as, you know, an area for general storage. There's an existing shed there that he's actually planning to have removed because of how small it is, and he's looking to have more space. The existing house does not have a garage.
So you said the septic was in the back right corner of the property?
Correct. Yep.
So, question for Ms. Norwood. The question is the rear setback, is that correct?
They need a rear and a side yard.
And 5 feet on the rear?
Right, they want to be 5 feet from the property line, so that's a 15-foot variance from 20.
The existing shed, still there, correct?
As of now, yes.
And this is, it says gravel drive, but I thought I read that it was
it is paved. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, is the shed sitting on asphalt? How is that?
It's sitting on the asphalt currently.
On the asphalt, yeah. So it's like 4x4s maybe?
Something. Yeah, it's propped up, yeah.
So they would. My question was going to be, if they shifted that building forward to the line of the shed, how much more asphalt are you really going to have to take out? But the answer is that whole thing, that 400 some square feet. No, sorry. 250 square feet. need to tear out also.
Correct.
Why does the building have to be 30 by 50?
So in my expert opinion as a builder, we don't like to do many buildings less than 30 foot wide. For both appearance and use, anything smaller than that is tough. We would consider this a small building. We wouldn't do many detached garages smaller than that.
Okay, I understand that. Mm-hmm. So that's your preference as the builder?
Well, it would be Adam's preference as well, just for usability of the structure.
And it will have, an 8x10 garage door on it? Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. No, so the current plan has a 10-foot wide by 8-foot tall garage door.
Okay. 10x8. Excuse me.
Do you know where the location of the well is? Is it in the front yard?
That is not something I know the answer to. Been to the property. It's definitely not in the rear anywhere. I'm not sure exactly where it's located.
Sharp, you have any questions?
You. The driveway you've said is asphalt, not gravel, as it's shown on the survey. When was it paved? Is that a recent paved job?
No, that was existing as well when
prior owner.
When Adam bought it, yep.
One of the things that we have to look at is what's unique about this property that makes it such that it can't be developed in strict conformity with the code. And it seems to me that the reason he has this issue is because he doesn't want to remove parts of his gravel or asphalt driveway.
Sure.
And that's a choice of development, not necessarily sure what's on the property. Is there a reason why it can't be closer? I mean, it's going to take up some of the asphalt anyhow. Is there a reason why it can't be farther away from the side and the rear?
So the one being cost, obviously, we want to be cost aware. Anytime you do, you rip up asphalt, that's going to be an additional cost. The side setback was more a reason to be able to come straight in the driveway. And then the rear setback, if we pushed it to the required limit, it's going to pretty much disable you to be able to drive in front of the building there. At all with where the driveway is placed.
We go back to this on other ones. I know you said that you don't go less than 30, but is there a reason why a 30 by 20 wouldn't work, or even two 30 by 20s would work? Because what we've got here is it's a 1,500 square foot building that's going to be 5 feet from property lines on a property that's over an acre.
Correct.
There's a lot of unused space on this thing. And the code surmises that it needs to be the minimum variance to afford relief, and that if you can build in conformity with code, you're required to build in conformity with the code. And what I'm hearing is the applicant wants this here. He just doesn't want to have to pay to have it put elsewhere on the property. And that it's his desire that it be this big. But I'm not hearing what's unique about the property itself that is creating the problem here and why he can't build it in conformity with the code. Those are must standards in our variance code. I don't know if you have an answer to that or not, but.
Yeah, I mean, the you know, the main, when he bought the property with the driveway existing, that wasn't something that he created. There also is a fence along the inner circle there, and.
Like on the side by the house?
Yeah, so up, it goes from here and wraps all the way around.
On the picture.
And so, yeah, I don't believe that's shown. Or you might gonna see it there. Yeah.
Where is that septic? You said it's in that rear right corner. Mm-hmm. How far is that in the drain field going to be from this building?
Yeah, so the septic is in this area, and the drain field is tucked in this back.
Okay, so the septic is, just because you were pointing, I want to make sure we have it in the record right. It's on the south driveway. It's kind of, as you're coming up near the house, it would be to the south side of the driveway in that area there, and then the drain field would go parallel to the side property line to the rear corner.
Correct.
So it would seem to me that the building could potentially be centered more on the lot and not be infringing on the septic drain field. Is that correct?
So that was something we took into consideration. Part of the issue with that is we were unaware of the exact location of the drain field because of its age. And so we wanted to steer as clear of that as possible. You know, he met with a septic installer, and they said that they can try their best to locate everything there, but doing it exactly would be a tough job. So the idea was, like I said, to tuck it in that back corner to, you know, stay as clear of that as possible. I also did need to note that the property behind, and you can see the neighbor's property on the left there, cuts off maybe 15 foot from the rear. That area behind there is all, it's woods and fields and nothing that's encumbering anyone else.
Do you have any discussions with any of the neighbors?
No, we did not.
Did he look at other options? Or is this, you know, hey, we looked around and this is the best we can do?
Yeah, I mean, we had various or numerous discussions back and forth when meeting about what his, you know, desired use was of the building. This was the plan that we came up with.
And what's it going to be, just vehicles in there? I mean, that's a lot of vehicles you can fit in 1,500 square feet.
Yeah, so it's vehicles and then, like I said, other just storage. The house has no garage, so... you know, general house storage area in there.
A big garage. Yep. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions?
There's going to be a second floor on this?
Yeah, so there'll be a second floor, just unfinished space. At this time, it's, like I said, totally unfinished. You want to take advantage to match the pitch of the house. We have a very steep roof, so we thought it made sense to use attic trusses in that area to just provide additional storage if needed.
You see here on this overhead shot, he does have a lot of vehicles. I see five of them just in the shot itself, so. Is he a car collector or something?
He has a couple, vintage cars, as well as his, you know, he has a small business. So he has a, you know, work truck that is parked there, and then his personal vehicles as well.
Good. Questions? Does that complete your presentation?
Yep.
Okay, you can take a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? So at this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12982 for Mr. Adam Klemanski, and we're looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I would make a motion to deny case 12982 for Adam Klemanski. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant, and I believe a solution can be reached that is in compliance with county standards.
Second, I'd also like to add the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property can not be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Code.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, so with a vote of 3-0, case number 12982 has been denied. For a motion to adjourn?
Aye.
Second.